This program is brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
God's grace is defined as unmerited, abounding provision of the unrestrained operation of the infinite love of God that you only get through Jesus Christ for men, especially those who depend on Him.
Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app brings you live church services direct to your smart TV and much more. You'll also get access to Changing Your World Network, streaming grace messages and exclusive content 24 hours a day right in the app. Get unlimited streaming through Roku, Amazon, and Apple TV absolutely free. Visit your app store. Download the Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app now to start streaming. For more information, visit CrefloDollarMinistries.org.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
Father, we give you praise. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you into this place. We welcome you into our lives. We say again, we trust you. We depend on you. And I ask your blessings to be upon us tonight. Anoint our hearing. Yeah, anoint our hearing. Give us anointed ears to hear. And we praise you for it now. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said amen. Praise God. You can be seated. Welcome to church tonight. Welcome to Bible study. Those of you who are streaming live tonight, we welcome you tonight. We are going to get into some things tonight. I am I'm all about tapping into the supernatural right now and learning the things that we need to do to prepare ourselves to win. And so I want to start off in 1 John 5:4. Tonight I want to talk to you about faith and the gospel. I want to show you the connection between faith and the gospel. And it's so important as Christian people that we understand what faith is and that we understand where the gospel fits. Because when you want to see victory in this life, when things begin to fail, when systems no longer work, when challenges become great, then as Christians, what is it that we knew? What is it that we do? We have to know and understand precision. Everybody say precision. We can't preach the gospel in a general manner where, you know, all the questions have the same answers. You've got to know precisely how to rightly divide the word of truth. And so I want to start off in 1 John 5:4, he says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh what? The world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. What is it that overcometh the world? Even our faith. So in the world, and you're dealing with a lot of stuff in the world, to overcome the world, you're going to have to understand how to operate in precision where your faith is concerned. Your faith is the victory that overcomes the world. It's a common word that people hear, but not many people really realize what this is about. When I see an issue in my life, okay, or an attack, or something coming against me, or lack, or whatever the thing may be, my victory is my faith. Well, how does that work? Well, the first thing I do is go to the Word of God, and I take from the Word of God the answer, the victory. Oh, my goodness. Listen to this. You take from the Word of God the answer and the victory. You literally go to the Word to choose your victory. Faith sees through the storm. So whatever the issue is, Faith doesn't look at the storm. Faith looks through the storm at the promise that has already been made. Faith looks through the storm. Faith looks through the sickness. Faith looks through the lack. Faith doesn't look at all of the challenges of life. Faith looks through the challenges of life and only focuses on the promise and the answer and the victory that has already been promised in His Word. So first base, if we're going to have victory in this world, we're going to have to stop neglecting the Word of God. First base is always going to be, no matter what challenges you have, go find, choose your victory from the written Word. People don't understand, when you walk around with a Bible, you are walking around with ammo. Faith looks through the storm. Faith looks through the sickness. Faith looks through the lack. This is the victory that overcomes the world. What? Even our faith. And so we're going to talk about that. I need to make sure that this church doesn't lose touch with what faith is, the practicality of it, not just religiously hearing it. I want you to know when you hear faith that you're hearing the Word, because no word, no faith. If you ain't got no faith, because you ain't got no word. The Word of God and the faith of God go hand in hand. The Bible says that faith cometh by the Word of God. Amen. So I know too many Christians who say they have faith, but they have no word. You can't say you have faith and you can't even release the promise. Your faith is a promise that has already been established as your victory, and it's found in the Word of God. Your attitude needs to be, devil, don't let me find the Word of God on this. You better not let me find the Word. You know, he messing with you. You say, oh, no, stay right there. No, don't go no more. No, you started it, right? No, stay right there. And then when you find it, like, oh, this is going to do real good. That's your victory. That's all you got in this world. And the reason why some people get depressed, they go crazy, all that stuff, because they don't have what you have. You have the settled victory that you found in God's Word. It's unseen to the eyes, but you got it in the Word. Amen? And that is the victory I can preach on that all night. That is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So let's get started with this. Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. We want to connect faith and the gospel. Faith and the gospel. I think about that. You know, there are testimonies that are working in my life right now. I like to let the testimonies finish out before I start preaching on it and settling. I don't want to talk too quick. I want to let it get done. But I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to hurt the devil so bad. It's going to really mess him up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody said, well, I can't tell you going through nothing. You're not supposed to. Because I got my faith with me, glory to God. I got my faith with me, praise God, hallelujah. When I was diagnosed with cancer several years ago, I didn't get up and make no announcement. Well, church, I ain't do that. No, faith looks through the storm. Now, what challenges do you have right now that are facing you? Go find your victory in the Word of God and see the fulfillment of that promise through the storm. Glory be to God. Romans 1:16, here's what he's saying. For I am not ashamed. The Apostle Paul is writing this. Now, I am going to add some precision to these scriptures tonight. Some of you may say, well, I've heard this teaching before. Yeah, maybe, but I'm going to kind of tweak some stuff that you've heard in the past, maybe in different eras. We need to do it. It's time to do it, okay? For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it, this gospel of Christ, is the power or the ability of God to bring unto you salvation. That's a Greek word. There is sozo, which it contains your preservation, your healing, your deliverance, your prosperity. And he says to everyone that believeth, he says to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Now, let's examine this scripture because this is huge right here. Paul, the one who Jesus showed up on the road to Damascus and gave him the revelation of grace. And he says, Paul says, I'm not afraid of the gospel. So I got to wondering, I'm like, you know, I'm not really sure that the word gospel appeared too many places in the Old Testament. Well, the definition did, and you'll find in the book of Isaiah 40 and throughout Isaiah 40, Isaiah 4, 52, they use the phrase good tidings or glad tidings, okay? So in that perspective, in Isaiah, it mentioned good tidings or glad tidings. So the gospel is good news or glad tidings, or, you know, the gospel is, you know, for most of us when we were coming up in the church, it says, well, what is the gospel? Good news. And we stop right there. We should have been asking, what good news? What good news? Well, here Paul says it. He says, I'm not ashamed of the good news. What good news? Of Christ. I'm not ashamed of the good news, the glad tidings, the good news of what? Of Christ, of Christ, of Christ, the good news of the anointed one and his anointing. And so you have to ask the question, so what's the good news of Christ? What is this good news of Christ? The good news of Christ is this news about him becoming our ransom, becoming our peace offering, giving us a gift of forgiveness, the good news of Jesus Christ and his finished works. The Bible will also refer to it as the good news of Jesus and the grace of God, the grace of God. Let me work with this issue of the gospel right now. I submit to you that the gospel of Christ is the gospel of grace. The gospel of Christ is the gospel of grace. And in the New Testament, Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of grace. Well, let's break it down a little bit. Hold your place there in Romans 1. Go with me to the book of Acts chapter 20 and verse 24. Acts chapter 20 and verse 24. And then we're going to go to Galatians. And I want you to see this. Acts 20, 24. He says, but none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with what? Joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord. The Lord Jesus, and this is the ministry Paul says he received, to testify the gospel. What gospel? Of the grace of God. So Paul said, here's what I've been called to do. To give testimony of the good news of the grace of God. All right, so now how do we connect the gospel of the grace of God and the gospel of Christ? Well, go to Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1 and verse 6 and 7. Now watch this carefully. We have to be precise, because if we don't, you know, somebody says, well, the power of God is the word of God. Well, which word of God? There's 66 word of God stuff. What word of God? Okay? He says, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ, the grace of Christ, unto another gospel. Notice just there, he refers to the grace of Christ. He said, some people, I'm surprised that they've removed you from the grace of Christ to another gospel, insinuating that this is one gospel, the grace of Christ, unto another gospel. Go on. He says, which is not another. He says, there's not another gospel. He says, this grace of Christ is the only gospel that I'm talking about here. But there be some that trouble you and would pervert what? The gospel of Christ, which he's just referred to as what? The grace of Christ. And when you look at that together, the gospel of Christ, the grace of Christ, all the same thing, all the same thing. So the gospel of Christ and the gospel of grace are equivalent. They are the same. Now go back to Romans chapter 1 and let's put this together. And I want to show you what I want you to get out of this. Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. He says this, Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I'm not ashamed of the grace of Christ. So he is saying, I'm not ashamed of Jesus Christ and the almost too good to be true news about all the work that he has finished on our behalf. I'm not ashamed of all the finished works of Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed of the grace of Christ. I think I gave you a definition either last week sometime that the grace, God's grace is defined as unmerited, abounding provision of the unrestrained operation of the infinite love of God that you only get through Jesus Christ for men, especially those who depend on him. Good gracious alive, boy. That thing made me, they make something happen to me. The grace of God is unmerited. That means you don't deserve it. You know, you can't earn it. It is abounding provision. His grace is abounding. When something is abounding, it increases. His grace is increasing in provision, abounding provision of the unrestrained operation of his love. That this abounding provision this abounding provision is a result of his unrestrained operation of this infinite love that you can only get through Jesus Christ for men, especially those who are dependent upon God. Now, Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God. What is power? Ability to get results. It is the power of God unto salvation. So he says, I'm not ashamed of this gospel of grace, this gospel of Christ, because this good news of Christ, this good news of this unmerited, abounding provision in the operation of this unrestrained love, that especially for those who depend on, he said, I'm not ashamed of that, because this grace will bring you sozo, Greek word, salvation. It doesn't mean just born again. He says that this is going to bring you deliverance, wholeness, preservation, born again, and everything that Jesus finished will come to those who believe this gospel. I believe this gospel. Amen? Well, look at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 through 9. See, well, you know what we've been doing? We said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. And we say, well, that's the word of God. Well, what word? What do you mean, the word of God? It's like a cop-out. I'll give you a general answer. Of course it's the word of God, but can you get a little bit more specific to me? You know, it's just like I'm asking you, do you know directions to get to this church? And you say, yeah, the highway. Don't you think it's time for us to add more precision what we're talking about? He says, for by grace now, watch this, are you saved? Delivered, sound, same thing there. For by grace are you saved, but now watch this. Now here's the part, but you don't get it except by faith. Saved by grace, but you get it through faith. And it's not of yourself that you get saved. It is a gift of God. You are saved by grace. You're healed by grace. You're delivered by grace. You prosper by grace. You're righteous by grace. You're redeemed by grace. Grace has already made every provision you'll need for life. But now here's what we need to know. We're in this world, and all these things have already been made available to us, but you cannot get it unless you are proficient in operating in faith. You cannot get it. It is already, but the people who don't know how to operate in faith will never walk in it. You won't have it in manifestation. You won't have it in your possession. You'll know about it, but you won't have it because you think faith is this little ooh-ah thing. Faith takes possession of what grace has already made available. And everything you need, everything you're going through right now, there's provision that is increasing. Listen, there is nothing that you're going through right now. There's nothing that you're going through right now that grace has not already made available. It just requires you turning your faith on, initiating it, and understanding it enough to use your faith to take possession of it. You use your faith to take possession of something that is unseen. All of the provisions are made available, but they're in the unseen realm. You can only get in the what's in the unseen realm. You can only get it by your faith. Faith is an instrument that is used to make sure that what is not seen travels over into this physical world, and one day you get to see it. But faith takes possession of what grace has already made. If you do not have faith, you can't take possession of stuff that's already here. Now, I'll tell you how I arrived at this point. Something was going on with me physically, and, you know, I got a little concerned about it, and then I paused, and I said, wait, what am I doing? Whoa! I said, what am I doing? I already got the answer to this. I just need to release my faith. Well, how do you release your faith? With words. With words. You release your faith with words. Words are containers. And so I put into my words my faith, glory to God. My faith travels into the spirit realm where the answer is. Then it starts the process of bringing it back and materializing into my own life. And I thought, none of that's going to happen if I sit here and feel sorry for myself. None of that's going to happen if I sit here and wonder, well, why this happened, why that, and all the questions. And none of that's going to happen if I'm worried by the news reports. None of that's going to happen. I don't have time to be engaged in all the things that are going to keep me away from it. See, you got to understand, every thought that comes in from the devil is designed to deposit unbelief. And the presence of unbelief is going to be the reason why your faith don't work. It don't take but a little faith to get stuff done. You don't need but the faith of a size of a mustard seed to get stuff done. You don't need a whole lot of faith to ever get none done. You just need to make sure that unbelief is not present. Most of the time when stuff ain't happening, it's unbelief that's there. You've opened yourself up to something. You've been listening to something. You saw something. You engaged with something. You felt something. And it just dawned on me. It was like it is as impossible for me not to get what's already been made. To me, it's more impossible for me not to get it. It's already there. It's like this. You are seated right now in a chair, right? And I say to you, sit down. That don't even make no sense. You're seated. You're seated. Why am I going to tell you to sit down? You're already seated. And I start realizing it. Wait a minute. Everything that pertains to life and godliness has already been given to me. I have access. Access has been granted to me. I can sit there, suffer, be depressed, do stupid stuff to myself, or I can activate my faith, release my words, and the Bible tells me in Isaiah 55, I close with this Sunday, that your words shall not return to you void or empty, but shall accomplish what you sent it to accomplish. So what, before you get in doubt and unbelief and talking about, I don't know why this ain't working, I don't know why God don't do this, I don't know why God let that happen, you sit back and think, have you turned the car on? You go outside, sit in the car. I wonder why the car cold. Yeah, did you turn it on? Did you turn the heat on when you turned the car on? I don't want to insult you by simplifying this as much, but that's what we do sometimes. Why would you expect to ever be healed with healing that has already been made and provided for you, and you've not initiated the action necessary to get it to you?
Do you know what to do when worldly systems fail? Are you looking for victory over adversity in your life? Creflo Dollar teaches in his series, Understanding Faith and the Gospel, where to look and how to believe to get the answers you need out of life.
You literally go to the word to choose your victory. Faith looks through the storm. Faith looks through the sickness. Faith looks through the lack.
Your faith is a promise that has already been established as your victory, and it's found in the Word of God. Well, how do you release your faith? With words. You release your faith with words. Faith takes possession of what grace has already made. If you do not have faith, you can't take possession of stuff that's already here.
You can have all three of these messages for a love gift of $20 or more, plus shipping and handling, today. Don't miss out. Call the number on your screen or go to CreflowDollarMinistries.org and click eStore to get yours while supplies last.
Download and stay connected with the Changing Your World podcast with Creflo Dollar. Keep the Word of God at the forefront of your mind with these powerful and uplifting messages.
Think how much more the blood of Christ cleans up our whole lives inside and out.
With each message that you download and stream, you gain revelation of the fullness of God's grace.
I'm talking about the grace of God that comes over your life, that makes living easy, that makes living sweatless, that the anointing begins to come up on you and there's not a fight, there's not a struggle.
The Changing Your World podcast brings you life-changing wisdom right at your fingertips, no matter where you are. Subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your preferred podcast platform.
The Bible teaches us to give generously with a cheerful heart, not out of necessity, but out of a cheerful heart. And that's why I'm so grateful for the friends and partners of this ministry who freely and cheerfully give financial offerings to support us. You understand our vision. You know that when people understand grace, they're empowered to change their lives for the better. Thank you for supporting us with your financial donations. And every time you give, you're being used by God to stop misfortune in someone else's life. And for that, we say thank you. God bless you.
If you want to honor the Lord by sowing financial seeds into Creflo Dollar Ministries, call the number on your screen or log on to CreflowDollarMinistries.org.
World Changers Church International. Easter is near, and we can't wait to experience the presence of God together as we thank Him for the ultimate sacrifice.
For you to think that your behavior is greater than what the blood of Jesus did, you really think that your unrighteous behavior is strong enough to undo what He sealed in His blood?
Join us for our Easter celebration on Sunday, April 17th at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, no matter where you are. Tune in through the Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app, mobile app, YouTube, or Facebook. Or if you're in the Atlanta area, join us in person.
There are things that God is hovering on in our lives, and He wants us to invite Him, to involve Him, to allow Him to interfere in our everyday affairs.
Gather your family and set your reminder. We can't wait to worship with you.
The preceding program was brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.